Hey, good news. Stoney found a keyboard. Care to tell the people where the keyboard was, Stoney?
Right under my piece of paper that was covering it.
But so it was right in front of you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to explain the reason why my wife would say this when I do something like that, but she would call me mid-tone, and we'll leave it at that. So if my wife is listening, I had a mid-tone moment.
Stoney, please tell me you went and got someone from engineering to get you a new keyboard.
No.
Oh. I know, King.
Oh, my God.
I got up during a break, and because Stoney's still like, because he's considering going, there's a keyboard over on the wall somewhere over here.
No, I was just going to go move over to where Heather sits and just log on there. That's
so right. So I got up, I walked over, and I'm like, what about that one?
Oh.
It's literally right in front of me. He goes, oh, yeah. Okay.
I wish you would have called one engineer, Scott, Ryan, Robbie, anybody. Guys, I don't have a keyboard. I need a keyboard. I can't operate. Oh, you mean the one underneath the sheet of paper right there?
Yeah. What about trying this one? Mm-hmm. This one, what do you think of this one?
Yeah.
This one look like it could work for you? Mm-hmm. Have you been able to log in and everything else, though?
Yes.
Okay, that's good, because it took me forever once we made the switch.
Everything's good.
I'm glad to hear. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear everything's good. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Some more ticket texts coming in. Champ, Seattle for exposing the Tigers' bullpen. Chump, a Tigers' bullpen for imploding. That's from Rick in Ferndale. Champ is Ron Holland and the Pistons Summer League team. Chump, sadly, Tommy Canely. So Ron Holland in the two games has played pretty well.
Yes, he has.
He looks comfortable out there. He looks assertive. I watched a little, I'm surprised. I think I watched more Summer League Pistons games than basketball than you or Kang did, and maybe even combined.
Probably. I had it on in background at one point, but after the Victor Wembanyama experience, where his first Summer League game, he was awful. And then I remember one year the Pistons, almost won the title, or they might have a Summer League. And it just doesn't mean anything. So, you're looking to see whether Holland actually can. We heard about it. He was working on his outside shot. So, yes, that looked decent. And Chaz Lanier looks like he can shoot the ball.
Yes.
But that's it. I mean,
does that mean Chaz Lanier is going to play 25 minutes a game? Oh, no.
No.
No, I don't think he will.
No.
But I was encouraged to see that his shot also looks very smooth, looks very focused and good, and Ron Holland looked good. They had a couple other guys out there that played well.
Actually, the one thing I did learn from Summer League was watching the broadcast for the few minutes that I did, and realized that Tom Crean was doing the color commentary, and the guy who was doing play-by-play was like a younger version of Dave Pasch. He sounded exactly like Dave Pasch, and they showed him on the table, and oh, I know it's not Dave Pasch, but this kid looks like he's like 22 years old.
And the other Pistons that I thought looked decent were Jenkins and Tyloo Smith. Mm-hmm. But it's Summer League. Like you said, there's not a whole lot to glean of it. It's kind of fun to watch if you see some highlights here and there.
If you're a fan of the Motor City Crews, most of those players will probably be playing for the Crews.
Well, sure. But these are also people who wanted to see play. Like I want to see Ron Holland. Make sure I want to see him grow and mature and become a valuable part of this Piston team moving forward. And I think he had 28 points in the first game and looked pretty good doing it. And the two games combined, I think he's plus 40 on the floor.
And I think it's time to shut him down. I don't think we need to see him the rest of the way.
May not see him much at all. I think they didn't. They just did that with Cooper Flagg.
Right, exactly.
So, and that concludes our talk of Summer League basketball.
Thank you.
Tim is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Champ, 7 Tigers, including Frankie, getting into the All-Star game. Chump, 6 Tigers and a Tigers organization this weekend for not staying focused. I mean, I told a buddy of mine that they are going to get swept this weekend. Let's get McKinstry in. Let's get Mize is in. Hey, Frankie's in. Let's take pictures. Let's give them a hat, jersey. I mean, they got baseball to play still. But with that said, I think they're going to be fine. They still need some back end help in the bullpen.
True.
A lot of back end help in the bullpen. But I don't know. I just don't think they were focused, and that goes from the organization right down to Hinch. I really do.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
I'm not worried about it either. I think there is some validity to what he said. I mean, but actually, I don't know. You know, all the hubbub of the All-Star, whether that affects their play on the field, I have no idea. That's something that, you know, is intangibles that you can never actually quantify. I will say this, and I'm going to give Pat Caputo credit for this. On Fox 2 last night, where we were doing the show with Jennifer Hammond, they mentioned Frankie, the Bat Boy. But shouldn't Frankie really be called Batman? Because he's like an adult. He's not a Bat Boy, even though it says Bat Boy on his, you know, jersey.
I don't know how old Frankie is.
He looks like he's got to be late 20s, right?
If he's late 20s, I'd be surprised if he were late 20s. But I don't know how old he is. Was it Frankie Boyd? Is that
Frankie
his name?
Boyd, yeah.
I don't know how old Frankie Boyd is to be the Bat Boy representation from the Tigers. But good for him for getting there. As far as the All-Stars are concerned, look, did it play a role in why the Tigers, did they look out of focus? Maybe it did. I don't know. I'm not going to put a ton of stock into it because it just, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter at this point because they have such a big, do not point.
I know.
Stop that. Because they have such a massive lead in the division and they're playing so well on the season. And now I'm not looking to jinx anything here. I think the All-Star game and the All-Star break comes at a good time. But these guys are deserving of being All-Stars, too. It's not like what a cute story. Let's put Zach McKinstry in the game. I mean, Zach deserves to be an All-Star. He's had that good of a season. Casey Mize deserved to be an All-Star. He was having that good of a season. So the three guys got voted in. I mean, they belong in there.
Well, I don't know if
maybe Javi doesn't. Right. Not as a center fielder, but
the only
nonetheless,
ones
he's there.
The only ones you could say it might have affected their performance over the weekend might have been Skubal and Mize, because McKinstry hit a home run and he did okay. Javi with some really heady stuff. Again, like he always does.
I wouldn't say the All-Star game is why Casey Mize or Terry Skubal didn't pitch all that well. But
if you're going to go there, those are the only ones. Riley Green certainly played well this weekend for the most part, right?
I think he did. I have to go back and look at the numbers. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. Riley Green just produces, and he's one of the best players in baseball at this point. I mean, he's turning himself into going from All-Star to superstar right before our eyes. One hell of a first half of the season. First half plus another 15 games, whatever. Time now for Champ or Chump, or Champ and Chump, I should say. It's brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights. I will start, Stoney. My champ goes to Grace Kim. Grace Kim, yes, the golfer. She won the Evian Championship. It's a major on the LPGA Tour. She was four shots back to start the day. Then she carded an eagle on 18 to force a playoff, and then goes birdie and eagle in the two playoff holes to win the tournament. Congratulations, Grace Kim.
Way to go.
It was unbelievable. Eagle, birdie, eagle finish. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
My champ is Yannick Sinner, who just played an amazing singles final at Wimbledon to beat Alcaraz. And Alcaraz is a great player. And I'm watching, you know, top-of-the-line tennis in those majors is – I love it. I know you don't, but Sinner was great. And the fact that he's not exactly a well-liked player because of the negotiated settlement for his illegal drug steroids or whatever the hell he got caught with earlier this year makes it even more interesting for me.
Yeah, I don't really care about tennis, but that's fine. What I do find interesting with Sinner and Alcaraz is that these two are going to be battling each other for years and years to come. They're the top two tennis players in the world, and they're matching up in every major final, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
My chump of the week, the Tigers' bullpen. They give up 22 runs in 14 innings over the weekend against the Mariners. They blew the lead late yesterday. That culminates in a four-game losing skid. The bullpen, my chump of the week.
Well, I'm going to agree with you, but I'm going to go a little more specific. Mentioned him, and that's Tommy Canley. Who did not retire a batter this weekend.
Wow. He gave up seven runs and didn't retire a batter.
Did not retire a batter.
That is not good. There it is. This is the stat of the day. Deservedly so. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. If you want to participate, take a text as well. It's the same number to text in your responses. We're talking about the Tigers and the troubles we've seen going into the All-Star break. Look, the grand scheme of things, this team is a very good baseball team. 21 games above 500, 11.5 game lead in the division, and yet coming off a four-game losing skid, had some Tiger fans going, uh-oh. We'll talk more about the uh-oh. Is it a big uh-oh? Is it a small uh-oh? And what's the difference? We'll discuss next year. 97.1, The Ticket.